Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Conor McGregor, are you familiar with him?
I am familiar.
He is just as popular for his smack talking as he is for his fighting. And he doesn't disappoint. He's been one of those guys who comes out and delivers in the fight, and the lead up to the fight is phenomenal.
He is the current featherweight champion for UFC, and he's going to try and be the lightweight champion as well.
So scary.
So you're holding two belts.
I would think that I can kill anything that had the name Feather in it. Huh? Oh, featherweights here. And the next thing I'd be crying and bleeding.
He punches you 20 times in your knees before you can even say anything.
Right. Here is Conor McGregor from back in when? When is this from?
I believe December.
Okay. Pay attention to it.
How would you and you versus Jesus in the octagon? How would he fare?
You versus Jesus in the octagon. Almost as ridiculous as me asking Ronda Rousey if she would ever fight a man.
Me versus Jesus in the octagon.
Welcome to TMZ.
Now, how would me versus Jesus in the octagon? I tell you what, there's not a man alive that can beat me. But Jesus ain't alive, is he? So I don't f***ing know. Maybe he could come back from the dead. Not, I don't know. I'd still whoop his ass.
Conor McGregor said he would whoop Jesus' ass.
Okay.
Now, that, you know, to the average person, you'd think Conor McGregor's just trying to be funny.
Blasphemy!
Yeah, doing what he normally does. But that seems to upset some sort of pastor. Where is the pastor?
I believe in Texas.
And this is brought to his attention, and he does not like Conor McGregor now.
I'm going to pray that God strikes this guy dead.
Oh!
Do you know why? His name is Conor McGregor.
Yes.
And he's the UFC featherweight champ or something like that, and he's on his run of just knocking people out. But you know what? He got up and he said, "If Jesus Christ was in the ring with me, I'd knock him out."
Yes, he did.
And then somebody threw that in his face and said, "Remember when you said that you would beat up Jesus in the ring?" And he said, "Me and Jesus are good." You know why? He said, "Because gods recognize other gods." The guy's a UFC fighter. That guy's nothing. He's let money go to his head. He's got pride. And look, let me tell you this. The bigger they are, the harder they fall, my friend. Amen. You think about that chick that was the UFC fighter that everybody loved 3 or 4 months ago.
Chick.
Everybody was on her, what was her name? Ronda Rousey. Everybody was all, Ronda. When she lost, everybody that was on her side turned against her.
He's right.
I knew it. Because that's how the world works. That's how worldly friends are. When things are going good, they're behind you. When things go bad, they're against you.
Amen.
All these people that think that they love these people, you know, it's all pride, it's all wickedness, it's all worldliness. That guy, I'm going to pray that God strikes him down with a lightning bolt. So everybody in the...
Wouldn't it be great if that happened? This guy would be the most powerful preacher in all of religion.
If it did, I'd start going to church.
Yeah.
The world that believes the Bible, even a little bit, will know that it was God, it was Jesus that struck him down. Right. Look, you say, well, he's not even saved. Look, Herod wasn't saved. But when he did this big oration, he gave not God the glory, and God killed him, and his body was eaten with worms.
Yeah, let's get Conor McGregor to get hit by lightning and then eaten by worms.
Right. And then he can do the same thing to anybody that he wants to. He can just look down and with his little finger just say so, boom. Some catastrophic event.
Why is he making that baby cry?
Because he's a wicked person. And if you watch him and you're a fan of his and you call yourself a Christian, shame on you.
Oh, man.
You're not right with God. It's
wicked. Yeah, Calvin, shame on you.
Shame on me.
Oh, that is great.
I'm not that big of a fan.
I hope that he gets hit by lightning now.
That would be great.
And then they feed him the worms, and this guy is like the most powerful preacher ever.
How do people even go to this guy's sermons, man?
I was thinking the same thing. Like, you get up on Sunday to go get yelled at. Like, that's not fun to me. I'd like to go and hold hands and sing Kumbaya. I don't want to get screamed at about Conor McGregor for an hour.
You know, that's the worst part about church to me, is touching other people.
What?
Peace be with you, bro.
Oh,
yeah, come on. No. Come here. Bring it in.
My mother used to get mad at me because I wouldn't kiss my brother in public. Oh,
that's how you give peace.
In public?
Yeah. Oh,
just in private, you would?
No, like in church, when it's a peace be with you, you kiss your mother.
Right.
Then my brother would be there, and she'd be like, kiss your brother. I'm like, I'm not kissing my brother. I'm in church.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with that. And then the strangers would turn around. This is the way I do it. You get the one guy in front of you, maybe one guy behind you, definitely the guy to your left or right, and that's it.
Oh, no, you
People reached over three rows.
You got to.
And you know, I'm like, how you doing? And it's not even like a germ thing with me. It's just I don't want to touch people. And then they give you that love hand where they touch it with two hands.
Yeah.
How about just a peace point? Peace.
Yeah.
Peace over there.
Peace.
Couple over there in the corner.
I'll take it with a wink.
Yeah.
Peace. A point and a wink.
Or just you can mouth the word peace to him. Just
That is not how it works, guys. Peace. You got to have the physical contact to, you know, put peace. It says you're going to cross the
Father,
bridge.
Yes, Father, we need physical contact.
So McGregor is fighting Dos Anjos on March 5th.
That's 2 years.
If he knocks him out, he should be that was a lightning bolt from God.
Yeah. Oh, gods. What do you say? Gods like other gods?
Yeah. Gods recognize other
gods. Gods recognize other gods. I love that line.
Yeah, that's pretty clever.
That's what he does.
Yeah,
that's why
good.
He's so popular. He comes out with those sort of things.
Well, and that's why this pastor is going after him, so people will talk about this guy and start going to his church. We know what's going on.
I have his phone number if you want to try and call
him. The pastor?
Yeah.
Yeah, call him right now. We're like 0-7 on phone numbers. This is the guy that's probably going to answer.
People just don't answer.
He's probably going to send lightning bolts to us. This is Brother Donnie Romero from Texas. He is the guy that is trying to conjure up light bulbs. Lightning bolts.
light bulbs.
Wouldn't it be great if Conor McGregor gets hit by a light bulb? and the guy's like, close. Call up, Carmen. Let's see what he says.
Are you listening to this guy? You following him? Look at him. He looks like he's wearing his dad's suit.
Yeah, he looks like a kid.
He's got a terrible mustache.
He looks like if Kenny Powers found the church.
Yeah.
cut his hair. Tell him we want to be religious with him. Tell me
want to
pray. Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, please hit Conor McGregor with a lightning bolt or light bulbs and let his body be eaten by worms. your heavenly sons, peace be with you. I'm sorry I didn't kiss my brother in church. Anthony Policami.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't go to church, but I have to imagine that you're not supposed to wish other people dead. I don't think that's part of it.
Yeah.
But if you're defending Jesus, you can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. Thou shalt not wish anybody dead unless you're defending Jesus.
Right.
Thou shalt not pray to a false god.
Ooh,
right?
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
I am the Lord your God.
Yeah.
You shall have no other gods beside me. Right? Number one.
Amen.
Okay. And then they snuck in, don't bang your neighbor's wife.
Yeah, right. Don't steal your neighbor's stuff.
Don't covet her.
Covet your neighbor's wife or goods. They had to separate the two so that they didn't get confused.
Yeah.
What's going on, Carmen?
It sent me to voicemail both times.
Try it again. Try it one more time.
So that's...
Is he on it?
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, line. One.
Hold on.
Okay, let me know. I'm going to leave a message.
So don't covet thy neighbor's wife or her goods.
Yeah.
This is my wife. This is her goods.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so good with it.
Can we think of all the Ten Commandments right now? Write them down in Spanish.
Oh, I don't know them.
I'm going to think of them. You write them down.
Sorry,
okay, pick it up. Line one.
All right, hold on. Did it beep?
No, not yet.
What is Brother Romero?
Brother Donnie Romero.
Brother Donnie Romero.
Father, I think.
Father Romero. This is the Mike Calda Show calling. We agree with your prayers that Conor McGregor be struck down by lightning bolts or light bulbs. I said that by accident, but I feel like that was a Freudian slip. Light bulbs, lightning bolts, any of that stuff. No one's going to threaten our Jesus and get away with it. Thank you, in Jesus' name, Dominus Rubiscus, amen.
Amen.
Say goodbye, Spanish.
Goodbye, I love you.
Hallelujah.
I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods beside me. One.
Okay.
Now, no particular order. I don't know. Honor thy mother and father.
Yep.
Right. Thou shalt not kill.
Right to bear arms.
No, that's the Bill of Rights.
Okay.
Thou shalt not steal. No coveting the wife. And no coveting the goods. How many is that?
That's both
six.
One, I
think. No, they're two.
Oh, is it two different ones?
So right six. Now we have, I am the Lord your God. You don't have any other gods besides me.
Oh, keep the holy day. Sabbath, the holy Sabbath day. Go to church on Sunday. At seven?
Yes. No, yes.
No kill, no steal, parents.
Don't covet.
I gotta covet goods, goods and wife. We get don't kill?
Yep.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
I got that.
Oh, okay.
Don't use the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, that's one of them, huh?
Yep.
Oh, goddamn. That's eight?
Yeah.
What else?
I feel like we're missing. Well, the top three is I am the Lord your God. Don't take the name. Don't take my name in vain. And is that the other big one, the Lord's Day?
Mm-hmm. Look him up, bro. What are we missing?
We're missing two.
Give zero F's on a cruise.
Zero FGs.
I think that's one.
Those shall have served nuggets on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A. That's a Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Oh, hell no.
Don't be gay.
No. That's not one of them. What is it? What are the two we're missing?
I don't know. We're missing two.
I feel like there should be a book.
Measure twice, cut once. That's one of them, I think.
Do you want me to look it up?
I'm looking it up right now. Okay.
Thou shall not step on a crack.
And break your mother's back.
Break your mother's back.
So
yeah.
The Ten Commandments list in short
form. All right,
come
on, here we go.
Just the terms we're using. Number 10, you shall not covet. Number 9, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
Oh, wait, is that different?
Yeah. I think, is that a lie?
Yeah.
Let me get to 8, you shall not steal. 7, you shall not commit adultery. 6, you shall not murder. 5, honor your father and your mother. 4, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Number 3, you shall not use the name of the Lord your God in vain. Number 2, you shall not make idols. And number 1, you shall not have any other gods before me.
So idols was a whole separate one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because those are the big three. Because there's venial sins and then there's mortal sins.
Don't try to get all pope on me. First of all, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods beside me. And then don't worship golden cows.
Yes. Mm.
And then covet the neighbor's wife and goods and adultery?
Adultery, murder, steal, honor your father and mother.
Man, Jesus,
the Sabbath. It's a lot of rules. I can't keep up with
Jason, you're on the mic. Count the show low. Jason, my son, thank you.
John, this is John.
No, now you're John. Hi, John. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, I got a quick story. I got called before you got them all. I had to learn all these before I taught school. And I got in trouble one time teaching Catholic school because those aren't the Catholic commandments. I'm Methodist. And those are the Protestant commandments as we know them. And the Catholics take out the second and the third one. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. That means don't build an idol.
Right.
The Catholics actually, they take that out because
yeah.
they have the idol of Mary. So here I was teaching these Catholic kids. I taught Spanish. So I was teaching these Catholic kids the Ten Commandments in Spanish, what I thought everybody would like. I didn't realize that they just take that out, and they take our Tenth Commandment, and they break that into two different ones. They make a list of things you're not supposed to covet for 9, and then another list of things you're not supposed to covet for 10.
That's what I thought, because that's when I went to Catholic school, and I didn't recall the false gods. The
false idols.
Idols one, yeah.
Well, that would explain that, and I got my ass chewed out for that one, for teaching false doctrine. I'm like, well, everybody knows the Ten Commandments, man. How am I supposed to know that?
Not everyone.
You should pray that they get struck by lightning now.
But anyway.
All right, thank you. That was the thing. That's why I was confused. Because I didn't learn that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you learn the Beatitudes? That was big in our, because we were all Jesus-y in 8th and 9th grade.
You know, now that you say that, yes. I don't know what that is. I don't remember, but I do know. I know we also did the Stations of the Cross.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
That was brutal.
Yeah. Anybody that didn't go to Catholic school, you lucked out, man.
I went for a year in high school, and the only thing I learned was that Mr. Garufi would smoke weed with you behind the dumpster after algebra class. Yeah.
Awesome.
He would smoke weed with the kids.
Oh, Professor Garufi?
They hired him to become just a math teacher. He was just a guy straight out of college. They hired him to become a math teacher, and then one of the priests got in trouble, and nobody ever talked about why he got in trouble, and they shipped him away, and they needed a new vice principal, so they just moved this pot-smoking 24-year-old college kid.
But he knew that he had life by the balls now because he was taking over for a cheating priest.
Probably had some of the kids by the balls, too, smoking pot out back there.
True.
Weirdo.
So they still made him teach one math class, and I got to be in the math class.
Right.
So one of our big projects was we got to sit and listen to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon and watch Wizard of Oz all at the same time to
we
see if
that.
Everything
teamed
up. Science.
That's math.
My parents paid $20,000 for me to go to high school that year just to learn that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you learn?
That is freaky stuff, man. If you watch Pink Floyd, it does. Watch the woman's bicycle bell. It freaks me out.
What happened with the bicycle bell?
You would hear in the song a bicycle bell ringing, and as the Wicked Witch is riding her bike, She hits the bell at the same time.
Oh man!
I left. I go, nah, this is witchcraft.
The one that really suckered me in on that was when he goes, a lunatic is in the hall, and you see the scarecrow with no brain comes out, and you're like, yeah, it's pretty. It's all coincidence.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.